During a Monday conference call with investors, Vail CEO Rob Katz spoke to the results of the second quarter for the Mountain Resort Company. Katz noted the quarter had areas of challenges and areas of high performances. He highlighted the challenges were in the Pacific Northwest region of North America, where Whistler Blackcomb and Stephen Pass experienced the lowest snowfall in over 30 years through December 2019. Visitation continued to struggle throughout January. In total, visitation at Pacific Northwest resorts was down 14% compared to the previous year's second quarter. Meanwhile, visitation started slower in Vail's Western State resorts, but improved starting around the holiday period.
The improvement continued through January, though Colorado was modestly below our expectations for the post-holiday period, partially offset by strong performance at our Park City resort.
Katz noted that the Northeastern resort in Vail's family had a good season, in part due to the addition of 17 ski areas through the company's acquisition of Peak Resorts. Net income attributable to Vail Resorts was $206.4 million for the second quarter of 2020. That's compared to $206.3 million in the same period in the prior year. Vail announced that according to results through March 1st and indicators of the year as of that date, the company is projecting to be $20 million below the midpoint of a guidance range previously issued on a January 17th report. That excludes any identified impacts from coronavirus. With the impact of coronavirus looming over the tourism industry, Vail pulled back their January 17th guidance report. Vail CFO Michael Barkin spoke about the latest measure by the company as the COVID-19 coronavirus begins to impact travel in the U.S.
In the week ended March 8th, 2020, we saw a marked negative change in performance from the prior week, with destination skier visits modestly below expectations, and we expect this trend to continue and potentially worsen in upcoming weeks. We intend to provide updated commentary on our results by March 18th, 2020.
In the call, Katz was asked about the disappointing results for post-holiday skiing.
Some disappointment about the early season not being as strong as the previous season, but the truth is, you know, I think we felt very good going into it. And then as we came out of it, I think we saw Park City continue to perform very well. And then we did see some sluggishness. It's hard to say exactly what that was. Is that, you know, overall travel industry sluggishness that, you know, I think has continued throughout this year, even before we got to coronavirus? Is it the ski industry kind of comping a better year last year? I'd say across our resorts, you know, we saw more strength in Beaver Creek and in Keystone and softer results in Vail and Breckenridge. So it wasn't really completely across the board, but it was enough that it added to the, you know, the issue. The primary issue, again, was Whistler Blackcomb.
Katz also responded to questions about why the company had chosen to withhold a decision on issuing an increase in dividend to stockholders until June.
The marketplace is shifting quickly. Also a sense that obviously the coronavirus impacts are certainly being felt, particularly within the travel industry, and that's obviously the industry we're in. And so I think there was a sense that we could, you know, we've had a very consistent track record of increasing the dividend, but we could wait a quarter to see how this plays out before making any definitive decision on an increase or the amount of an increase.
Katz said Vail remains confident in the strong cash flow generation and stability of their business model. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.